well. Like the Senate version, the draft of the House's 2012 Farm Bill includes strong provisions and funding for specialty crops, including an increase in funding for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program to $70 million, that up significantly from its current $55 million limit, as well as $71.5 million for the Plant Pest and Disease Program. This is an increase over the Senate bill. However, there are also some variations from the Senate version that already have the specialty crop industry taking notice. Notably, language that would open the school's fresh fruit and vegetable program up to frozen and canned products. The House draft suggests that the word fresh be removed from the produce program for schools, effectively making dried fruit and canned and frozen fruits and vegetables also eligible for purchase, a move that several fresh produce organizations have taken exception to. Officials with the United Fresh Produce Association, the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance, the Produce Marketing Association, and other industry groups have immediately began work to protect the exclusively fresh status of the program that provides $150 million annually so schools can buy extra fresh fruits and vegetable snacks. Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will have the latest as the House works through the draft. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.